Greetings, everyone, and greetings to everyone on the internet. Title: Give Us This Day Our Daily Pill. The 19th century saw the rise of patent medicines, questionable remedies, often with unknown ingredients. The 20th century saw the rise of patented medicines, everything from aspirin to vaccines, which are the result of Western medicine. Now the pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharma, has yearly global sales of $1.1 trillion. Well, what does the Bible say about drugs? At first glance, not much. There are some positive references like these. I'll just quote these, we don't need to turn to them. Jeremiah refers to the balm of Gilead. Paul writes about the medicinal use of wine. The church at Laodicea was counseled to use eye salve. And of course, there's Jesus' words, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." And here's some negative references. Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, king of Israel, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to physicians. That's in 2 Chronicles. In Proverbs 20, it says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whosoever is led astray by it is not wise," recognizing alcohol is a drug. So for over 40 years, I thought that the Bible really didn't have much to say about drugs. This year, I learned that there are references to drugs in the New Testament that are hidden in the translation. Consider this, and we'll turn to this one and keep referring to it. So this is Revelation 18, verse 23. It says, "For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because all nations were deceived by your sorcery." Did you catch the reference to drugs in there? The word translated as sorcery here in the Greek is the word pharmakia. Pharmakia is clearly the word we get pharmacy and pharmaceutical from, so why is it translated as sorcery? Bible Hub shows pharmakia translated as sorcery, witchcraft, charms, false magic, enchantments, or magic spells. Pharmakia and related words are used 5 times in the New Testament, 4 of them here in Revelation and 1 in Galatians. There's another Greek word that is translated as sorcery. It's the word magia. And magia is the word we get magic, magi, magician, magistrate from. So there's no ambiguity with magia. It clearly means sorcery. So why do scholars translate pharmakia as sorcery? Well, let's start in the Strong's Concordance. Definition 1 of pharmakia: the use or administering of drugs. 2, poisoning. 3, sorcery, magical arts, often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it. 4, the deceptions and seductions of idolatry. Well, let me read some quotes that I found on the internet to show the spectrum of opinion about pharmakia. This is from UK Apologetics. Quote, "The original pharmacists were involved in the black arts and in demonology. The basic idea was that taking certain potions could bring one into contact with the spirit world, and that this was to be desired." Continuing, "To suggest that the modern medical pharmacists are in any way associated with the black arts is ludicrous. Continuing, it is ridiculous to blacken them because they borrowed a word which had sinister connotations in the original Greek. Well, not everyone agrees that it's ridiculous. Here's the opposite viewpoint, also from the internet, a site called Safeguard Your Soul. Quote, in the Bible, pharmakia carried with the idea of sorcery, occultism, and black magic. It is this sense that Paul used the term in Galatians 5:20 as the word witchcraft. Continuing, today's sorcery is in fact the pharmacy, and in the original that's all caps, 3 exclamation marks. Pharmacies are today's forms of sorcery. So are medications, drugs, pills, medications, medicines, vaccines, healthcare, and remedy potions. I think they cover it all there. So these two quotes represent the two extremes. On the one hand, pharmakia has nothing to do with sorcery. It's ridiculous. On the other hand, sorcery is, in fact, the pharmacy. Well, let me give some reasons why the truth may lie between these two extremes. It seems that those who shun the pharmacy won't even let you take an aspirin, which was derived from willow bark. The anti-pharmacy websites that I've read never mention whether surgery is acceptable. And if surgery is okay, how is that done without anesthesia? Tuesday, I had cataract surgery where the surgeon anesthetized my eye before cutting it, removing the cloudy lens, and installing an artificial one. I don't think I could have managed that without anesthesia. Remember, God put Adam into a deep sleep before taking ribs out of his side to make Eve. And I think we all appreciate modern dentistry, which is made tolerable with the use of pharmaceuticals. More to the point, perhaps, how many of us would not be alive today without pharmaceutical intervention? Consider antibiotics, antivirals, antivenom, insulin, and you could go on for a long time. A site called bluedart.com lists 254 life-saving drugs at their website. And I don't know why, they're a transportation company in India, but there it is. And I'm guessing if one of the anti-medicine advocates was bitten by a snake, I think they would take the anti-venom serum. On the other hand, dismissing the use of pharmakia as ridiculous also doesn't seem right. Let's look at that verse again. Again, we're at Revelation 18:23. And I'm just jumping to the last half of the verse for the moment. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because all of the nations were deceived by your pharmakia. Well, the subject of chapter 18 is the judgment of Babylon. Verse 23 here talks about merchants, great men of the earth. It's talking about commerce, not government. Deceives all nations, merchants that deceive all nations. So, the father of pharmacology was a man known as Paracelsus. 16th century. Well, he was a Satan worshiper. A recent article on Paracelsus referred to him as the alchemist who wed medicine to magic. That was the title. And remember, in the Bible, pharmakia carried with it the idea of sorcery, occultism, and black magics. It seems disingenuous to say that it doesn't mean that at all anymore, that they just co-opted the word. So there seems to be a strong connection between drugs, sorcery, and deceit. The illegal drug trade hasn't deceived all nations. Patent medicines, they're still around, haven't. But it can be argued that Big Pharma has deceived all nations. It's not just one or two Greek scholars or fringe websites that have noticed the link between pharmakia and sorcery. Here's another quote from CBN News. The content manager of Bible Gateway, the online search engine for the Bible, has revealed that users searched for the words sorceries and sorcery in the scriptures more than any other term in 2021. On the third hand, Revelation is talking about the judgment of Babylon. It could be that the sorceries being referred to in verse 23 come from Babylon. Merchants are mentioned several times in the chapter, for example, waxing rich, weeping because no one buys their merchandise, and so on. Verses 22 and 23 appear to address Babylon directly. Now I'll read the whole of verse 23. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again, and the voices of a bride and bridegroom will never call out in you again. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because all nations were deceived by your sorceries. So, it could be that it's addressing Babylon. The commentaries are in good agreement that these verses are talking about Rome. Well, what can we learn from all of this? One small thing is the challenge of translation. We all care about what the Bible says and what it means when it says it. But it isn't always easy to discern. Do we use a word's meaning when it was written or what the word means today? Scholars wrestle over such things. That level of scholarship is beyond me. Look at the difficulty in working out the meaning of just this one word. So where do we draw the line between these two extreme interpretations of pharmakia? Pharmakia has nothing to do with sorcery. It's ridiculous. Sorcery is, in fact, the pharmacy. Well, here's some guidelines to navigate that gray area between the two extremes. I copied most of these from a blog called Unpleasant Truths, and I'm not endorsing everything that's written there. Recognize that the pharmaceutical industry is driven by greed, and the love of money has been promoting drugs that suppress symptoms but do not really cure. In the pursuit of profit, all kinds of businesses perpetrate all kinds of trickeries, deceptions, lies, and cheating. Don't be involved with any medication, treatment, or cure that calls upon the spiritual world through chants, amulets, meditation, incantations, and so forth. Be careful with medications that are addictive or cause dependency, like painkillers or sleeping pills. Be on guard against medications that are mind-altering or cause hallucinations. Flee from any treatment that results in you turning away from God, diminishes your faith in Him, or gives glory to other spiritual beings. We don't worship angels. We don't pray to angels. You are in charge of your own health care. Biology is complex, so this is not always easy. start with prayer. Ask God for wisdom, for guidance, for healing. Starting with prayer is good for most situations in life. And be free to use the medicinal value of herbs created by Almighty God and give glory to Him. Accept the medications of doctors, only do not turn away from the God or glorify Him less. One final thought. There may be some event in the near future that makes the meaning of pharmakia plain for all of us to see. It's yet another end time thing to watch for.